This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Like Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Eve, the Super Bowl, an unofficial national holiday, will have a very different feel this year. There will be fewer fans in the stands and smaller parties at bars. But some Chicago-area bars and taverns will give it a go Sunday, offering a scaled-down festive atmosphere. WBEZ's Michael Puente reports.
Toons Bar and Grill went nuts a year ago when the Kansas City Chiefs took control of the Super Bowl against the 49ers. This Wrigleyville bar has become a party spot for Chief fans in Chicago. Even though KC is back in the big game this Sunday, things will be much different.
We'll be open for business. We're restricted to 25% of our capacity, so we're just operating like on a first come first serve basis. Once we get to our 25% capacity, we got to stop letting people in.
That's Toons general manager Rich Haggerty.
I've been taking phone calls, since the AFC Championship game of people trying to make reservations, but, we just can't really go that route.
Haggerty says ongoing restrictions on bars and taverns have put a quarterback sack on his bottom line with big events like the Super Bowl.
One of those days, business-wise, could equal 4 or 5 business days during the winter. It's a big loss, financially for sure.
I don't know if this is breaking news, but we are still deep in a pandemic. So this is not a time to party.
Rosa Escareño is Chicago's Commissioner for Business Affairs and Consumer Protection. The city recently allowed bars and restaurants to offer indoor dining at 25% capacity. Escareño is concerned about Super Bowl gatherings becoming super spreaders like past holidays, but says people are starting to learn what is safe.
I think we've learned how to hold celebrations in a very different way. I think that just based on our enforcement and the way that businesses have been operating during this pandemic, they've shown a great level of responsibility.
But just like the Chiefs cornerbacks will be trying to keep Tampa Bay's Tom Brady in check, city officials will be out enforcing the rules.
Where there are concerning scenarios or large events that are of concern, we are called to those particular locations. But again, for the most part, we are seeing a lot of great compliance.
A search for Super Bowl parties on Facebook shows many establishments hosting events Sunday in the city, suburbs, and Northwest Indiana. That includes McGee's Tavern and Grill in Lincoln Park. Owner Tom Piazza plans to have as many as 100 guests who made reservations and will be social distancing.
I mean, we even have sections of the bar. We have tables that are even, roped off. So there's just really no confusion.
Piazza says he's thankful the city opened up indoor dining this week just as the big game approaches, even though the extreme cold this weekend will make it difficult to also offer outdoor dining.
We've modeled ourselves for, the 25% to make the most out of what we can do and trying to focus more on that, like many family-owned small businesses where, we're fighting to survive.
In Indiana, where restaurants and bars have had fewer restrictions than in Chicago, the state's health commissioner, Dr. Christina Box, says if you're going to go out for a Super Bowl event, have a game plan, like limit cheering and strategically schedule bathroom breaks.
Avoid using public restrooms during high traffic times, such as halftime. And keep in mind that shouting and cheering allows the virus to spread more easily. We all have the same goal in sight, to get through this pandemic as safely as possible.
Michael Puente, WBEZ News.